Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Because my voice is more booming than yours, I feel like.
Got that gentle touch.
Yeah. You got that soft vibe, whereas I crush everything.
The sensitive. I'm the ladies' man of the group. Fucking dulcet tones.
All right, let's start this over so they didn't know you were starting to record.
This isn't a good intro?
This is a terrible intro.
Nah, I disagree.
All right, well, what's the Locust Lecture, everyone? Obviously.
Music still hurts.
Obviously, again.
If you want to weigh in on the TK1 versus Fuzzy ladies man dulcet tones soothing baritone issue, send an email, locustlecture@gmail.com. Tell us what you think. Ladies?
Or gentlemen of certain persuasions. I don't want to discriminate. I value their opinions as well.
Okay, you're right. Humans who are interested in dudes, send us emails. Which one has the sexier voice?
I mean,
my name's Fuzzy.
My name's CK1.
Obviously, just from that test, you can tell that I have the sexiest voice, so you don't even really need to vote.
Which, you know, is a foolish way to go, because you're just letting Fuzzy convince you.
Well... my persuasiveness is part of the sex appeal.
I guess, if you're into terrible logical arguments.
Well, let's play some music.
Let's play some music indeed. This is a pretty good week for new music for us. In that we got a couple new records and a bunch of new records from last week that we listened to again.
Yeah, we're going to start by playing the least soothing, the least sensual music.
I mean, if this is sensual to you, Oh, that's pretty interesting, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I'm a fucking Barry White kind of guy, so it's not sensual to me, but to each his own, I guess. We're going to start off this blasting set with a track by PLF, excellent traditionalist grindcore album, Devious Persecution and Wholesale Slaughter. We're going to play the track Crippled Mercilessly by Homemade Bombs. You're listening to it on the Locust Lecture.
Music still hurts.
We'll be right back.
It's the Locust Lecture.
Music Still Hurts with a track by Wurmd. This is a super interesting band right now. They were a pretty traditional technical brutal death metal band.
Let's be honest. A traditional death metal band ages ago, we mean they were a traditional death metal band that sucked.
Yeah.
A lot.
Not a big fan of their last album, which came out like 9 entire years ago.
Yeah.
But they've made themselves progressive in interesting ways. Not progressive as in prog rock, but sort of moving along with the trends of where death metal is going right now in a really interesting way. The album is called Exodromos. That song was called Nucleon. It's the album's opener. Before that, a track by Euphoric Defilement. Yet another excellent record out on Unique Leader, who, for my money, put out consistently the best death metal records. Ascending to the Worms is the name of the album. And To Postulate Unconditional Perversions is the name of the song.
Before that, music from Baptist. We're here the title track off of their debut full-length Bushcraft, which is for some reason out on Southern Lord.
Yeah.
Southern Lord, a couple years ago, decided that they wanted to release just bands with guitars that use bass as
a
thing.
It doesn't make sense with what Southern Lord were putting out 5 years ago, but it is the direction that label's been moving, the sort of heavy hardcore. Southern Lord has been really pushing pretty aggressively for the last few years.
Which is fun.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah, we're all about that kind of music. Before that, music from The Dawn, we heard Neon Lights off of a little record called They Die Better That Way, which we've talked about titles in metal bands before, but man, metal bands, you make it hard to tell people what kind of music I'm listening to
these days. It's hard to talk about it like you're a grown-up, but it is a good record.
It is a really good record.
And before that, speaking of metal titles, PLF, off of their album Devious Persecution and Wholesale Slaughter, we started off that set with the track Crippled Mercilessly by Homemade Bombs.
PLF is an acronym for something, but we made a decision last week to not reveal what it is.
Yeah, we're gonna let you all enjoy the mystery.
It's not much of a mystery, since, you know, you live in the age of the internet.
You can just Google it, but why Google it when you could enjoy the mystery?
Da-da-da-da! In fact, I would argue that there is so little mystery left in the world that you should really preserve this.
Yeah, you really gotta savor these opportunities you have for mystery.
Yeah. We're going to move on to the next set of music. We're going to sort of slow things down. This set will start slow and then build very quickly. How about that?
Yeah.
Got some local music from a local DJ named Kept, KPT, who's becoming moderately successful. He's getting attention from Linkin Park, of all people, which is a confusing world to live in. But he's got a new single out called Aim. It's pretty good. So here it is, Threat of the Locust Lecture.
Music Still Hurts.
It's the lowest lecture.
Music Still Hurts with a track by Hysteresis from his new album Manifest out on Hands Productions.
A little thing called Springtime Fatty to acknowledge that the equinox happened this week. It also coincides nicely with being the best song on this record.
We do love to do equinoxical playlists.
Yes, so it's we're a big fan of observing the way the world moves around the sun.
Although, goddammit, if it wasn't 12 degrees with wind chill bringing it down to -5.
Hey.
Springtime, here we are.
Yeah, that's springtime here. Mysterious, kind of a weird, old-school-ish gabber band artist. I don't know, it's a little inconsistent. It's not bad, but, you know, whatever. For that, music that is pretty much as great, Geist Form is the name of the band we heard. Data Transmission is the name of that record. Volt Fields, name of that song.
We started off that set with music from Kept, or KPT. It's a local track by a local guy. AIM is the name of the track, and it's just a single, so it's off of the record AIM.
It's very, very convenient that way. We're going to take a turn back towards some of the death metal we've been getting in the past couple weeks, because we like the death metal.
Yep, a lot of death metal coming out this year. Trying to give it all an airing.
Well, let's rephrase. We're trying to give all of the death metal that is worth playing.
Right.
Airing.
Of course. That's like, without saying.
Like all popular genres, there is legions of shitty death metal bands.
Yeah. It would be impossible to play all of it, and you wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
But here's a selection of the records that we like. Guttural Secrete is starting off the set. Another band that put out a classic of brutal death metal and then didn't put anything out for a really long time.
We're using the word classic loosely here.
Yeah, classic within the genre. Personally, I don't think much good happened in brutal death metal. But they are back with a cleaner, tighter, more polished sound. A much better record, in my opinion. The album is called Nourishing the Spoil. This track is called Inhaling Corpulency. You're listening to it on the Locust Lecture.
Music Still Hurts.
I'm sorry. Could have been anybody. I don't even remember what she looked like. It's nothing personal.
She was 17 years old. She was 5'2". She had brown eyes. Her name was Julie. She was my daughter.
She was a great fuck. We'll be right back.
It's the Locust Lecture.
Music Still Hurts with Defeated Sanity.
Woo! Another super interesting band. One of the only bands that does consistently interesting stuff.
Yeah,
which is easily categorized as brutal death metal.
Yes, brutal death metal, as I mentioned before the break, a genre not known for its innovation. Defeated Sanity, worthy of wooing because they're so interesting.
Yep. Their new album is called Passages into Deformity, and that track was called Verses of Deformity. Before that, new music from Suffocation. Pinnacle of Bedlam is their new album. That track is called Cycles of Suffering. Before that, we played another brutal death metal track. Uncharacteristic amount of brutal death metal in the show, considering our official position that it sucks. Scat Orgy is the name of the band. The album is self-titled, and that track was called Supperation.
I don't know if we think brutal death metal is just a crap genre as a whole. It's like dubstep, right? There's so much crap that it's very easy to say this is a bad genre.
The good records are rare in brutal death metal.
They're hard to find, but they are worth listening to. Brutal death metal being a very, shall we say, self-selected genre anyway.
Right.
So, whatever. Guttles the Creep before that, a band that is notable in the brutal death metal scene for God knows why. Inhaling Corpulency is the name of the song off of a much better record than anything they've released before called Nourishing the Spoil. Really nice to see bands that weren't that great before putting out new records that are really actually interesting.
Right. We've got time for one more track. It's
it's been a long time coming.
Yeah, it's by Mellicrone, which is a one-man black metal band. It's off of his album Standards, which is mostly an album of classic jazz standards played in a black metal style. I say mostly because there is one track on the album that is an original composition, and that's what we're going to be playing today. We've played basically the entire rest of the album, so we're going to close with this original track by Mellicrone. It is really excellent.
Yeah, it fits perfectly with everything else that is on the record, and I really hope that this isn't just like an exercise record for him. I hope this is the kind of music that he's going to keep doing.
Yeah.
Because it's really interesting, and there's pretty much no one doing anything like this.
Yeah. This track, as much as I like all of the covers, and I like them so much, I really love them, this track makes me the most excited about this record. It makes me excited to hear what Mellicrone does in the future, because it does pursue the style that you can hear on the covers of jazz standards. It's unequivocally a black metal record stylistically, but it's got this warm major key melodicism that is as far as you could get from the standard melodic patterns in black metal.
And also it's more structurally closer to jazz by, I mean, just by covering jazz standards, but this song especially continues that way. Black metal lacks some of the shifting nature of a lot of classical jazz compositions. A lot of black metal is more about creating atmospheric elements and building up a space, whereas this is just using those techniques to create a new way of delivering melody for a genre that, well, frankly, doesn't do this very often.
Yeah, so we're very excited about this track. We're very excited about this artist. It's his first release, and we hope to see more from him in the future. This is Mellicrone with the original composition Dimension of Miracles off of the album Standards. My name is Fuzzy.
I'm CO1.
We'll see you next week.
Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.